Federation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, this is one Doug Gann back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Michael Hurt. And we've had one of our programs before and always enjoyed it. Good morning. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
And I'm just going to let you pick up the story and tell our listeners a little bit about your background and why you do what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm a devout Roman Catholic, 72, going on 72, and from 84 to 90, a colleague of mine and I asked the question. We said, why is the world not Catholic by now? And so we started researching. He was summa cum laude UCLA church history. And along the way, in those 6 years of research, we picked up a priest who was a personal friend of John Paul II. He met him in 1938 in Poland when he was doing his double doctorates, one in moral theology, one in dogmatic theology. And he was one of the people that mentored John Paul II into the priesthood back in 1938. And so he was a very, very brilliant elderly man. And he would talk to us about theology and about our work, et cetera, and encourage us to keep going. You're on to something, you know, I don't know what it is, but I can just smell the theology. And so we kept going, and he helped us. And by 1990, we found out that Catholic laymen who have the sacrament of confirmation, that's the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and Pentecost, we have to remember there were only 12 apostles and the rest of the people were laymen. There were 120 people up there, so everybody got the tongues of fire, and Scripture says they immediately went out and began to teach. Well, we know that teaching included, you know, exorcism and healing and all that. And so,
you know, I guess by speaking back at the original beginning of the church.
Pardon me?
You're talking about back at the very beginning of the church after
yes,
Christ died.
Correct. Okay. Uh-huh. And so we that we all got, all the laymen got it, okay? And so when we receive the sacrament of confirmation today, in other words, we're receiving the Holy Spirit in tongues of fire. And, of course, we're to be baptized again in water and in fire. So when we have this, we have it. In other words, it's a power, it's an authority and a power which cannot be removed, just like your baptism can't be removed. Your confirmation can't be removed, and you can do exorcisms. And in 1990, I started doing exorcisms, and on five separate occasions since 1990, I've had a bishop stand in front of me, and when I ask the question or present the point, I say, Jesus, that I, as a Catholic who have the sacrament of confirmation, can do exorcisms on any person, place, thing or situation at any time from anywhere of my choosing, Is that not correct, Your Excellency? And they invariably will say, yes, that is absolutely correct. And I ask, well, why don't you teach it? And they say, well, we're not going to. We do not want the layman to know they have this tremendous authority and power.
Well, don't you really believe that there has been a corruption of the Catholic Church? It's become a power structure. It is not teaching the original gospel.
Well, at this point, they're not.
Don't you believe that there has been an infiltration of the upper echelons of the church such that certainly they have accepted, you know, some of the total depravity of our society as far as homosexuality and pedophilia. And I'm not condemning Catholicism as such. I'm simply saying the dark spiritual powers have infiltrated both the Protestant and the Catholic Church. And because of this, much of the Catholic teaching is not the traditional teaching. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, I think it overstates it a little bit because, in other words, what happened was they hid this knowledge 1,792 years ago, and about exorcism, and there is evidence there. I mean, that we found, okay, that we can do it. As a matter of fact, Saint Justin Martyr, who lived from 100 to 165, who was a layman and a doctor of the church, a brilliant theologian, said, let the layman do exorcisms. Now, the church, for whatever reason, was worried about it. I have no doubt that there was, Satan and his demons were working to get that concealed, and they had to work pretty hard. But God has seen to it that this knowledge be returned to the layman at this time. And so since 1990, I've been doing it and teaching it. And we put a website up around 1993, 94, something like that. It was early on, explaining exorcism. We got about 60,000 hits on it, but it kept going down, you know, in those days. It was kind of hard to keep things up, and so we let it go. But a lot of people saw it. The main problem today is that evidently when they saw it, they sort of kept it secret. They went out there and told people, well, I'm the only one that can do exorcisms. I've heard that going on out there, and that is not true. That's why I'm talking. We want to clear this up. It is not true that only they can do exorcisms or only I can do exorcisms. If you are a Roman Catholic and you have the sacrament of confirmation, you can do exorcisms, period. No one can tell you you cannot.
Well,
and these bishops agree to that.
Are you doing exorcisms?
I beg your pardon?
Believe that there really are demonic forces at work within our society that are attacking Christians from all denominations?
Well, I'll tell you, it appears to me, in my experience, that it takes, and I've been doing this now, this is my 23rd year, and when the demons are not in the mood to humor somebody that doesn't have confirmation in an exorcism, they may, you know, pretend to depart, but I've seen serious tries where...
Hold that thought. Back in this moment, Michael Hurt.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients. nutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and as I think Michael talks about the demonic forces at work within our society. It's very difficult for people who live in a material world to realize that there really is a spiritual world. There are spiritual forces. The driving force in the world today is this spiritual force, which certainly they do not talk about, certainly in the Protestant or the Catholic Church. And yet we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There are spiritual forces that are undermining the Catholic churches. There are spiritual forces that are working to undermine the Protestant church. Why do you think, of course, when you go to church today, that the music and the message of both the Catholic and the Protestant church has changed dramatically? And, of course, you know, the Catholic church, I talk to Catholics, and, you know, they will admit that certainly there are forces within the church that don't want certain things to be talked about, and that really this spiritual battle is not imaginary. It is real. There really is a supernatural realm that people can tap into. Certainly, lots of times you talk to people in the Catholic Church, they have no idea there's a spiritual realm, but there really is. And certainly, there are people who can tap into that realm and try to get people delivered from satanic possession. But that's not a very certainly well-accepted idea in the Catholic Church, and it certainly is not a well-accepted idea in the Protestant Church. But it's very, very real. Go ahead. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, you go ahead.
As I say, I've seen Protestants try to cast demons out. As a matter of fact, one time it was about nine of them trying to cast a demon out of a fellow. They tried for several months. They couldn't do it. And the lead, quote-unquote, exorcist got possessed. The problem, see, when a Protestant casts out a demon, I found that there's always one in the group that's an ex-Catholic that had confirmation. So whether he knew it or not, his exorcisms were actually backed up by the sacrament of confirmation, whether he was a practicing Catholic or had, you know, ceased to practice the faith. He still has confirmation, and confirmation cannot be removed from the soul, and the power and authority of the sacrament is still there. So people can say, well, I saw a Protestant cast a demon out. Well, you know, you got to find out if in that group or that individual that was doing the exorcism, was somebody a Catholic that had left the church with the sacrament of confirmation. That explains it. The power to do exorcism is devastating to demons, and they had to somehow cover it up. Now, I talked to a Monsignor about a month ago, and I brought this up to him, and I said, you know, the church has to come out and openly state that they hid the knowledge of exorcism. It's one thing to hide it, it's another thing to deny it. That's why those bishops had to say, yes, you're right. Because if they had denied it, they would have been denying the Holy Spirit. So it's one thing to conceal the information, it's another thing to deny it.
Well, it
and
organized.
So in the concealment, I said, you have to come out. The church has to come out and say, hey, this was hidden 1,792 years ago this year. And then he looked at me and he said, the church is never going to come out and make that statement, you know. And what
well,
has
why
happened
would he support
is
something that,
that
he knows is wrong.
They need to come out and make the statement, you know, that this has always been there, and that, you know, the church has been lax in bringing that forward to the layman, making it understood to the layman that they've always had this power, and we would not have had the Protestants breaking away. In other words, Henry VIII and Martin Luther would not have broken away from the church had exorcism always been known, because the entire church would have been different, the way it approached everything. In other words, the history of the church would have been a lot different, and there would not have been that frustration in the layman that was there at the time of Henry VIII and Martin Luther, if they'd known about exorcism, because they could have controlled their minds and their lives. See, exorcism is not just to drive demons out of people, which I have done, but it is to keep the demons off each individual and to keep so that they can control their minds. For instance, one exorcism. Exorcism is very simple. It's very basic. You don't have to have a big ritual. The most important exorcism for mankind is the following. You say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me and my purity in memory, imagination, word, and deed. And then you say, per my angel, amen. That's not strictly necessary, but it gives the angel, the guardian angel, an umbrella under the sacrament, and therefore it helps him to help you. He will make that exorcism hit the right place and do the most effective job, okay? And so we can do that mentally. We can say it out loud. We can sing it in the shower. It's all valid. You can do it anytime, anywhere of your choosing. You can always defend yourself against attacks of the demons. And even when you're not attacked, if you say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons, depart from me in my purity, in memory, imagination, word, and deed, per my angel, amen. It strengthens you because you're using the sacrament. So when you use a sacrament, you get grace. Okay? And that's what sacraments are supposed to do. They're supposed to give grace. So when you apply the sacrament, you get grace for doing it. So every exorcism you do, you get grace for it, and therefore the next exorcism is stronger. So the more you do, the more grace you get, the more you have, the more you get, as Christ said. And so therefore you devastate the demons. You just destroy everything they're trying to build up. And so today, if we think about our country and what's going on in our country, okay, we can use exorcism against all the enemies of this country that are trying to destroy it. For instance, we can say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons, directing and protecting pornography, okay, to be bound, that hurts them. And then you can say, and depart from me, in my family, okay, per my angel, amen. So you can protect your children. The mother and father can sit down together and do exorcisms, and the father being the father, of course, is the most powerful. But if the wife sits down with the father and they say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons, say, attacking our family by using pornography to be bound and depart from our family and, you know, and our children and purity, okay, per my angel, amen, however you want to express it, you devastate the demons and you will have a good marriage and good children. So many times children will run to their parents and say, I saw a boogeyman, I saw a monster. And the parents don't know what to do. They'll say, well, you dreamt something, or you had a bad dream, you ate something, it upset you, whatever. No, this little 3 or 4 year old child is terrified. And the parent doesn't give the right answer. Doesn't have the right. So the child loses faith in the parent, but can't tell them that until they're teenagers. But if the parents know about exorcism, they just pick the child up, put their hand on the child's head, because you see, the closer you are, the more you benefit from the operation. In other words, if you pick the child up and put your hand on his head, it's more powerful than if you don't touch them. You can do exorcisms on people 1,000, 10,000 miles away, but it's more powerful if you're in front of them, okay? So you pick the child up, put your hand on the head, and say, Jesus Christ, God's Son, command you demons, depart from my child, my home and property, and my marriage, per my angel, amen. And you just do that and repeat it, and the child's just going to, you know, calm right down. Then you say, where did you see this monster? And so you go back wherever it was, put a little holy water there, and you just say, Jesus Christ, God's Son, command you demons to depart from me and my home and property and my child, per my angel, amen. And you will just break that. And it's over, and the child will always have faith in you. They'll come to you throughout, you know, their growing years with their problems, because they'll have great absolute faith in you to be able to solve the problem, to talk to them and tell them what to do.
And what you're really saying is that there are spiritual forces at work in our society today that are taking people away from the Lord. And if people understood that and turned to them, why we wouldn't be in the mess we are today. And yet, most people are totally unaware of the spiritual element that is undermining the very fabric of our society. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, yes. I mean, Satan and his demons never sleep. You know, and Scripture says 2/3 of mankind's going to hell. And so if 2/3, like 1/3 of the angels broke with God and went to hell. And so,
and they're working with the satanic and demonic forces today. Would that be correct?
Right. Yeah. You have Satan, you have his demons, and you have his human agents. And those human agents are very real. They're not kidding. Their idea is that they're going to be one of the rulers, you know, of the world, and also, you know, be a ruler in hell. And in their stupidity and in their arrogance, you know, that duplicates that of Satan. I mean, they follow their master, okay? They don't stop. And they're always attacking, and they attack the family essentially through pornography. And then, of course, it moves on to sodomy and embryonic stem cell research and in vitro fertilization and fornication, adultery, abortion, partial birth abortion. All these things are destructive to the family and therefore corrupt the very society itself, because the basic unit of society is the family. If you can destroy the
permeate every
family, you destroy the country.
Communication, they're working with our educational system. They are working at the highest levels of our government. Their goal is to destroy contemporary society and, of course, to take us into this new world order. There are not that many people out there, but they've given themselves over to the satanic side. Well, if you have a question or comment, our on number here. Give us a call at 877, let's see, 254-7524, 877-254-7524. But our guest is certainly talking about this spiritual battle that's going on today, the fact that you really can, as a layman, contact God, that you can, of course, counter these dark and sinister spiritual forces, which most people don't even really understand are there, and which are certainly being well concealed by the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, but then again by the Protestant Church. We have demonic forces working at the highest levels of the Protestant Church in the form of Benny Hinn and so many of the so-called charismatic leaders of the Protestant Church are actually practicing the dark side. And there really are supernatural forces and power you can tap into, but we shouldn't. And yet the average individual has no idea what's going on because they've infiltrated the hierarchy of both the Catholic and the Protestant Church. And we'll be back here in just a second. But I guess if you have a question, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and we're talking about what's really going on in the world today, and the spiritual battle that's going on, and certainly our guest today is certainly believes that you can and you must exercise these demonic spirits, and there are demonic spirits in the world today. Oh, we focus our attention on what's going on over, say, in Afghanistan, where we have, all told, about 550,000 troops, that's 96,000 certainly American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops, which we pay the salary on, and of course we're trying to defeat the wicked Al-Qaeda, all 50 of them stationed there in Afghanistan. And we're fighting this courageous war to bring peace to that country. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so phony. It's in preparation for the coming terrible war with the Muslim world. We've toppled the government of Egypt, and we've toppled the government of Tunisia and Libya. We're in the process of toppling the government of Syria. We've already toppled the government of Turkey and of Lebanon. We're going to unite the world behind the Muslim Brotherhood so we can have a war with them, a great and terrible war, and that's why we still have our forces over there in Afghanistan, and the surrounding countries, looking forward to the coming war. But it's all phony. The real war is the spirits of war our guest is talking about this morning. We have a guest on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ann calling, and I'm calling to ask, may Protestants who've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, can we do this exorcism too? And do you
all
have
right,
a book out?
Fine. What are your thoughts on that, Michael?
Well, as I say, if a Protestant were at one time in the Catholic Church and received the sacrament of confirmation, they can. However, failing that, they don't have the authority and power to do it. And unless the demons are, want to deceive you and pretend that they've been cast out, right, it's a dangerous proposition.
What do you do with
that problem? I would not recommend it. You can ask a Catholic to help you to do exorcisms, and you can say amen to the exorcisms as a prayer. If he says an exorcism or she says an exorcism, you can say amen to the exorcism. Okay? That's
you and I would disagree on whether Protestants can do it as well. But certainly I believe that exorcism can be practiced, but I believe that a sincere Protestant can do it. However, you and I would disagree on that, but that's fine. We want to know what you feel about that. Does our guest have any other questions?
Do you have a book on this, or is there a place to go to read more about this?
If you needed more information, I suggest reading the book called The Rite. Okay, there's a book out there called The Rite, R-I-T-E. The movie The Rite was based on that.
Okay.
And the book The Rite is actually based on the theological research that we did and started sending things into Rome. And that's when they opened up a pontifical college to teach exorcism to priests to get ahead of this, this push of the layman who started to understand about exorcism. And so they opened that up in mid-2000s. I think it was around 2005 or so. And so they are teaching it as quickly as they can to priests. And I heard the other day from an Italian fellow that the chief exorcist of Rome was starting to teach exorcism to laymen. I don't know how true that is. I heard it from, as I say, from an Italian Catholic who's very devout. And he said, yes, they've started to do that. So I don't know, about that, but I heard it.
We have an excellent four tape set. It's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Malachi was a personal friend. He was a Catholic priest, confidant of Pope John Paul the 23rd. But The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, our four tape set, I would recommend to you if you want to understand the background of exorcism, and because he was an exorcist, actually. He was an official Catholic exorcist, and although I would not say I agree with everything, I think it's a wonderful insight into the Catholic Church and into the demonic forces which are at work in the world today. Coming from a Catholic point of view, who was a personal friend of mine. Anything else you wanted to ask a question?
Yes. Would I be able to go to my local Catholic priest, and would they know anything about this? Because it's like here we have this information that you've just given us that is very powerful, but how can we actually use it if most of the priests don't even have anything to do with this?
Well, one thing, what you can do, if you want, is get in touch with me. You can get me at 470-424. That's a P.O. box, 470-424. And it's Los Angeles, California, 90047.
Okay.
And send me a... drop me a line, not with a lot of information, just drop me a line with your phone number and I'll call you.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, help you any way I can.
Okay, thank you very much, and God
bless. And I suggest very strongly the 4-tape set with Gary. It's called the Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and you get that to our 800 number. Anyway, thank you so very much for calling, and, or any other questions out there? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. One thing that Catholics need to know is that when you're doing an exorcism, okay, you can use this basic form. You say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me and my dot, dot, dot. And then you say, per my angel, amen. So you can say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me and my emotions, per my angel, amen. My health, per my angel, amen. My healing, per my angel, amen. My finances, per my angel, amen. My job, per my angel, amen. My trip to anywhere, per my angel, amen. My faith, or my hope, or my charity, or my attendance at Mass, or my communion, or my confession. So it's Jesus Christ, God. When I go to confession, I'm always thinking this. I say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons, depart from me in my confession, per my angel, amen. That helps the priest to help me in consultation and, during confession. So, you can use this basic form for everything. Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons, depart from me and my forthcoming party, per my angel, amen. You know, a lot of times, here's something very practical. A lot of times, you're going to have a function, and you got to invite Uncle George, because if you don't,
hold
your aunt's going to get all over you, right? So, but you know that Uncle George comes in and ruins things.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'd like to stand back here and go right ahead with what you were saying. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, 877-254-7524. Our guest is coming from the Catholic point of view, saying that really the only way you can cast out these demonic spirits is through being a Catholic. Of course, I would disagree. I think that Protestants can do this as well, but certainly we're not taught to. We're not taught about this real spiritual battle that's going on. And we see all these things happening politically. The battle between the right and left, conservative, liberal, the battle between communism and America, or between certainly the terrorists in the United States. And this is all falterol. This is really a spiritual battle where we are financing the terrorists. Why would we be financing the terrorists? Because we have to have an enemy to justify this coming great war that is going to be taking place in the Middle East. It's not a matter of if, but when. And a matter of when do we go to war with Iran and then with the rest of the Muslim world, which were uniting behind Al-Qaeda, and who's funding Al-Qaeda? Why, we are. You have to have an enemy if you're going to fight a war, just like you had to have an enemy in Nazism when we fought Nazism. But who funded Nazism? Who actually created the weapons for the Nazis, not only before but during the war? Why, General Motors, General Electric, certainly the IT&T, IBM, Ford Motor Company, they were all there. And in a similar matter, of course, I believe we are doing everything we can to help the enemy of freedom, which is the dark, demonic forces that our guest is talking about this morning. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The problem that would be coming to the party, you simply walk around the house and sprinkle holy water around and just say, Jesus Christ, God's Son, commands you demons possessing so-and-so to be bound and depart from me and my home and property and party per my angel. Amen. Now, you always bind a demon when a person, in other words, they like to be a problem, they're not living a good life, etc. They're always doing something. And so you bind the demon, you don't have permission to tell them to depart because they haven't asked you for an exorcism. So then you always assume they're possessed and you just bind the demon, what hurts them. You can beat them up. In other words, you can beat those demons up, but you can't tell them to depart because of free will. Okay? So if somebody has asked for an exorcism and you say, yes, you'll do it, then you can say depart. But other than that, you always say be bound. Okay? So as Jesus Christ, God's Son, commands you demons possessing so-and-so to be bound, or that person, if you don't know their name, to be bound and depart from me, or in the case of this, depart from me and my party and, my own property per my angel. Amen. Now, 10-1, he's not going to show up. If he does show up, just remember, do a couple of exorcisms when he's coming through the door there, and he's just going to be a very quiet person all of a sudden. He's not going to be disruptive, okay? And that's how you take care of that. So you don't have to worry about, who you invite, because they're not going to be a problem. And for instance, I'll give you an exorcism that I did, which is so powerful, and it's going to illustrate the power that laymen have to do exorcisms and correct the evils in this country. I did a hands-on exorcism, God arranged this, on President Clinton in 04. He was coming out here for a book signing. It was June 26, 04, I think it was. Anyway, at 10 o'clock in the morning at SO1 Bookstore at 3655 South Brea, which is exactly 7 miles from my house. And I called a colleague, a friend of mine, and I said, hey, you know, you can take me over there. And he said, is okay, what time? I said, you know, it starts at 10. So, and I said, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to do an exorcism on him. It's going to be hands-on. And as a result, and I gave this prophecy, I said, as a result, I said, the exorcism will strike him. And because he's married to his, really married to his wife, I said, it's going to go through and hit her, and she is never going to be able to appoint him as head of the United Nations, which was the plan, or will she ever be president of the United States. So I went there that morning. My friend pulled up, and he said, come on, Michael, you're going to be late. I said, don't worry about it. I said, I'm going to be late right on time. So he left my house at 10. That's when it was starting. Over there at the bookstore. So we got there at 10:30, got out of the car, looked around, police all over the place, Secret Service all over the place, 2,000-3,000 people waiting, milling around. So I got out, walked up to the tape, that was, some of the tape that was yellow tape all over the place. And it was in a big shopping center, and the bookstore was right next to the passageway to the back parking lot. And so I walked up to this tape, which is about 90 feet long, only 3 or 4 people there in front of the bookstore. And I just got out and said, you know, gee, nothing seems to be going on here. I wonder what I'll do. I'll just walk up to this tape. So I did. The instant I got to the tape, Clinton came out of a security van looking straight at me. He was about 40 feet from me, popped it, did not come out until I arrived. He then started coming right toward the tape. The people saw, charged the tape, almost knocked me over. He gets down to the one end of the tape and starts coming, working his way down toward me. I took my holy water out of my pocket, put it on my right hand. I said, thank you, Lord, and waited for him to get to me. Now, he had his both hands up in the air, and he was touching hands as they go by. You know, he wasn't shaking hands with everybody. He was just... Everybody had their hands up, and he was just touching as he was going by.
Anyway, if we get you back some other time and tell the rest of the story, we'll be back in a moment here. It's the program this morning, right here at the Garden.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I stand back here. We really are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. But it really is a spiritual battle. We do have this great four tape set. It's certainly my interviews with a Catholic priest, Father Malachi Martin. And, of course, you can get the four tape set by calling us. And it's called... The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We carry his book. It's the story of five exorcisms, which are certified by the Catholic Church, hostage to the devil, an excellent insight into this other world. And there is the spiritual world, which is really very real. From the Protestant point of view, we have the four tapes of the supernatural. And we carry Joanna Michelson's excellent book on spiritual warfare and the beautiful side of evil. The beautiful side of evil. We recommend both the approach from the Catholic and from the Protestant point of view. Joanna Michelson, her book on the supernatural, which is called The Beautiful Side of Evil, and the four tapes that we have, two of which interviews we have with her. We have a book written by a Catholic. It's called The Supernatural. We have a four tape set with him as well. And I believe two of those four interviews are in the four tape set on the supernatural. There is a supernatural element to everything going on today. You really have to understand that before you can understand anything going on. I believe both Catholics and Protestants can certainly exercise these demonic spirits. But you certainly don't want to be dabbling in this unless you've been trained, because you are opening yourselves to the other dimension. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to be aware of this. It's not something to casually dabble in, because you're opening yourself up to these dark and demonic spirits. But certainly the wonderful interviews we have with Father Malachi Martin, and then, of course, the book which he written, Hostage to the Devil, the book written by Joanna Michelson, going into her experience, The Beautiful Side of Evil, and the four tape set on the supernatural, interviews with both Joanna and certainly with our other friend, and then his book on the supernatural. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. For we are involved in a supernatural battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I think Michael's information is fascinating. He's coming from a strictly Catholic point of view. He doesn't think the Protestants can cast out demonic spirits, but they can. You need to understand what this is about, but don't dabble in this at all. You need to have the background. You need to have the information. And then you need to understand that there really is another spiritual realm. Again, I number 1-800-544-8927. And Dr. Stan, and if you're in a position to help us, we can certainly use it. We are great. Don't be behind.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent.